Hi.
Hello. It's episode 42 of Wrestling with Jam.
Woo!
I don't know how we made it 42 episodes, but here we are. We are one episode closer to the shit show episode where we're all in the same room together for the first time in 3 years. It's going to be fantastic.
Can't wait.
So I don't think that there's a lot of news this week, aside from the fact that Pat McAfee has the COVID, which means the SmackDown roster is going to all have the COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Sasha has the COVID, then I would assume that a lot of people have the COVID.
But they won't confirm or deny if she has the COVID. And Kofi, I think, said he didn't have the COVID. I think his was like a legit injury or something. I don't remember. He posted, he was doing like a late night leg day the other day. He posted it on Instagram. But yeah, so Pat McAfee is not going to be at the show on Friday, I hope.
Well, no, he posted that like on his Twitter that his fever was like 104. I'm like, bro, your brain is literally cooking inside your head.
It's melting.
Yeah.
It's melting.
Like, coming at your ears. I have had a fever of 103 and I was hallucinating. So
yep. That's what happened to me when I got the COVID vaccine. I hit like 103.2, I think it was, or something.
It 103.1. Was awful.
And yeah, I was like, I had the shakes and the chills all at the same time. And I was like curled up under the covers and I couldn't get warm enough. And it was a nightmare.
I was like legitimately sick. I don't know what it was. This was a while ago. Yeah. I just remember like laying on the couch and I would be so hot that I had to take the blanket off and then I'd be cold and then I'd be hot and then I'd be cold. And I'm like, what is happening? And I was shaking.
I was laying in bed and I was shaking and I was like, I'm shaking. That's probably not a good sign. So then I grabbed like all my blankets, including like the Sherpa Kenny Omega blanket that Melissa got me for Christmas. And I was like curled up inside of all of them and I was still shaking. And I was like, I bet I have a fever. And I went and got my thermometer and I had to like crawl to the bathroom because my legs were shaking so bad. I couldn't like fucking hold myself up. So I army crawled to the bathroom and I felt like found my thermometer and I shoved it in my mouth and it was like bloop 103.2. And I was like, okay, we're going to go die now.
It was not. But like I said, mine was, I was actually sick. Yeah. It wasn't a COVID thing.
Mine was COVID related or vaccine related. I did not have COVID.
Yeah.
But so that's that. We're not going to go into any news
still
today.
Well, we have mystery as to why she's missing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a rumor that she's pregnant because she was out hanging out during the day of SummerSlam, like that whole weekend. Like she was out and about in Las Vegas. Like people saw her hanging out with Nikki and like some other people. So I would hope that if she had COVID, she wasn't out fucking interacting with other humans.
Well, also her husband was working Sunday or Saturday, whatever the fuck day SummerSlam was. So
Saturday.
I'm going with she's knocked up.
Hopefully we find out. I mean, obviously I will continue to watch SmackDown. And,
right, but like, why? I don't know. Why be all mysterious about it?
Maybe.
Is she, like, terminating the pregnancy or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
But you could be, like, medical. Like, you don't have to be all, like.
I know. But whatever.
It's WWE and they're shady as fuck, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also her business, whatever is happening.
That too.
That
first and foremost, it's nobody's business but hers.
Yeah, but also,
so like whatever's going on, I just hope she's okay.
Yeah, but like in the times of COVID, don't be so shady about it because they pulled her and Bianca off of the house shows that weekend,
and then they let Bianca wrestle at SummerSlam.
Yeah, like Bianca was on. I think she was on Friday. I think she was on SmackDown. Bianca, but then Sasha didn't show up, and it was like something is really wrong.
Yes. So
I don't know.
We're doing this podcast 2 days late on our backup day because I went to go see Hamilton on Tuesday. So we have two Dynamites and a Rampage and SummerSlam to talk about. So we're just gonna jump right into it.
Yeah.
So the big news, the big fun news, is that fucking CM Punk came back at Rampage on Friday in Chicago.
Yeah,
yes. And it was fun.
Very excited about that. I
gave away free ice cream. Amazing.
He did. He gave free ice cream bars to everybody in attendance. He paid for it with his own money, too.
Yeah, ice cream man confirmed it.
Yeah.
He's been planning to do it for, like, 2 years. And I'm like,
Well, did you see someone had a sign on this past yesterday, last night, dynamite that was like, "Where's my free ice cream?"
Yeah, I saw that.
He was like, they were chanting, or whatever it said.
When he came out, they were chanting ice cream bars. I'm like, he's not going to give you ice cream every week.
But yeah, his
why not?
His like welcome back promo was really, really good. Mm-hmm. I was kind of sad that he had to like he felt the need to apologize for like if any of the decisions I made have hurt anybody in any way and stuff. Like I felt so bad that he feels like guilty about leaving and like exploring other things and stuff. But I mean, it's a well-known fact that he was not treated very well toward the end of his contract and he was physically ill and stuff. So
yeah,
I'm just, it's not, he looks a million times better. Cause I remember like, I only saw Punk toward like the very end. Like I had just started getting back into it as he was leaving and he looked strung out. Like I thought he was a drug addict. Cause he had like those, and he's always got bags under his eyes, but they were like 10 times worse. And he was so thin and just like gaunt.
So when he came out last week, I was like, something seems off. It's because he doesn't have his lip ring anymore.
Oh, and I didn't even notice.
And I was like, there's something missing. What is missing? What is it? And then yesterday I was like, oh,
a whole week later.
That's what it was.
But I was like, what the fuck is missing?
Is there a new tattoo? Did he dye his hair? Nope. Lip ring.
Yep.
It's missing.
He probably had to
take
it out.
Which makes sense.
Doing because... MMA.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's also like years later, he's probably like, I'm over that. I don't want to wear it anymore.
Yeah.
But like when he left, he had one. Now that he's back, like I think my mind was just kind of picturing that. And I'm like, what is missing? There's something missing.
It's amazing how something so tiny can like completely throw you off.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he basically looks the same.
Yeah.
From when
he left. Looks a lot healthier.
Healthier, yes. But I'm just saying like appearance wise, he looks
basically the same. The
exact same.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he came out and he hyped up Britt, which was awesome. And then he hyped up Darby, which is awesome. So I love the fact that he's coming in and it's not immediately all about him. Like he's like still building up everybody else on the company too, which is really nice. And we've got confirmed Darby versus CM Punk at All Out, which is going to be a good match. I'm really excited. Yeah. That'll be a good like
next week. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. September 5th, baby.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
It's Sunday. Because Labor Day is
right. Sick.
They only do Sunday pay-per-views when there's a Monday holiday after.
Yeah.
Because they understand that those of us that work don't want to be up until midnight watching a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-views that go past midnight.
Yes.
That's they always... don't really.
They don't.
AEW doesn't really.
Yeah, no, they're good about ending. Time. They're good about ending by like 11 hours later.
Yeah.
So that was Rampage. I don't even remember what the hell else happened on Rampage. Like my brain just remembers Punk. I know there were matches. There was Red Velvet and Britt. No. Yeah. No, that was the week before. No, it was the week before.
So who
was it? Nyla? Was it Nyla and Chris?
We're so good today, guys.
I know. Look, it was a
look. We have a lot of things to talk about.
The matches really matter.
The Jurassic Express had a match against Private Party. Is that
Listen, there was only like an hour and half of it was CM Punk, so I don't remember the other bits, and I feel really bad because the other bits I feel like were entertaining, I just don't remember.
Yeah, the week before, or not the week, like last week's Dynamite, the Bucks had a match and they were, you know, being themselves and being douches and they won by cheating and everything. So Tony Khan announced that there's going to be a tag team tournament and whoever wins the tournament is going to face the Bucks in a steel cage.
I didn't look at that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry.
I don't want to know.
It was Cash showed a picture of his injury from that match.
No, I don't want to see that. Last night when they were showing it again and I was like, God damn it. I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, but no, like this is like close up. Like this is what?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so TK announced this tournament, and then we had Jurassic Express was against, I think it was Private Party, and Jurassic Express won, so they moved on. And then on this week's episode of Dynamite, the Lucha Bros had a match against Varsity Blondes, and the Lucha Bros won. That match was really, really good. Like, Griff Garrison and Brian Pillman are just so fucking awesome.
Yeah. They taped Tomorrow's Rampage last night, so there's spoilers, and I've been trying to avoid them because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just don't want to know.
I remember when I used to look for the spoilers for SmackDown back when they filmed it on Tuesdays and aired it on Thursdays.
Because tomorrow they're doing Jurassic Express versus Lucha Brothers for the spot. Yes. And I know that it's been taped and I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know either until tomorrow when I watch it. I want to be surprised. Thank
I'm
you very much.
I'm just looking for...
But yeah, the Lucha Bros won, so it's going to be Lucha Bros versus Jurassic Express tomorrow night. That match is going to be so fucking good.
I'm so excited.
I'm super torn about who I want to face the Bucks. I feel like at this point it should be Jurassic Express because they've been pushing Jack so hard the last year or so, and he really deserves a title. But either one of those teams, I feel like they're going to be the ones to take the titles from the Bucks.
Yeah. About either one.
Yeah, I will not be mad about either of those two teams taking the titles.
Okay, so it was Jurassic Express versus Private Party. That was the one where poor Jack had his ass hanging out of his pants.
poor Jack. whole ass was on display.
The entire thing. It was Jade Cargill versus Kiera Hogan.
That's who it was.
And then the main event was Daniel Garcia from 2.0.
Yeah.
Versus John.
Oh yeah. And John destroyed him.
Yeah.
John Moxley has been wearing a vest that is like two sizes too small for him.
He's also fucking enormous all of a sudden. Like, I don't understand.
I love Renee's Insta story this morning. Somebody was like, "What are you feeding that man?" And she goes, "Hot dogs."
It's really he loses what 36 minutes every time of his life every time he eats a hot dog. Is that what that article said?
Library. They've been doing a lot of trios matches lately too, so I'm wondering if they are eventually going to build up to a trios title. They've mentioned it in the past.
Yeah, but they also have so many trios that work so well together that it would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I love the trios matches in New Japan. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Last week on Dynamite, we had the fifth labor of Jericho, which was Jericho versus MJF. Okay. And he was not allowed to come out to Judas, and he was not allowed to use the Judas effect. Props to Houston, because holy shit, they brought it. They sang a cappella with no... Like there were people in the stands who had like signs with the lines,
with the lyrics,
the song on it, which
there
was fucking
were people,
hilarious.
Like, looking at their phones too, I could see them.
Yeah, and it did not take them very long to all get in sync too. Like by like the second or third line, they pretty much had it, so it was really cool. And you like that was like a chill moment. Like I was watching that, and I was like, that's when you know you fucking made it, and that you're like you're always gonna be over because here, like Jericho's been around for fucking 30 years at this point, and he comes out, and everybody's just like they fucking prepared.
There was
like a chorus practice like 3 days beforehand. Everybody who has tickets show up to the parking lot.
They sent an email to everyone with the lyrics, just be like, this is what's happening on Wednesday.
And then it was so cool how he like cut Dasha off because she was trying to introduce him and he was like, stop.
Yeah.
And she just stopped and like they just sang him to the ring. It was so fucking cool.
It was cool. I liked that a lot.
That match was actually really, really good too.
Yeah.
I mean, Max has come leaps and bounds from how green he was when he first showed up.
Like he's always been like fantastic on the mic.
Yeah.
But his wrestling has not always been the best.
Yeah, so he's definitely leaps and bounds over what he was when he first showed up. I mean, and just the history between him and Jericho at this point, the storytelling between the two of them is so fucking good. I love it. So Jericho lost the labors of Jericho, which I was surprised. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I applaud them for doing it like that because it was really cool. Like, that's how it should have ended.
Yeah.
And then he came out this week on Dynamite and was like, I don't know what to do going forward. I feel like if I can't beat MJF, then I don't belong here. And the rest of us were like, Fozzy's going on tour.
Well, he also has the cruise coming up in October, but they're going to be doing, they're splitting the roster. So some of them are doing shows on the cruise and some of them are doing like shows in Miami, I think it is.
Yeah.
So
I just saw they announced Britt's going to be on the cruise.
Yeah. She may be, I think what they're going to do is do Rampage. They were originally going to do what they did last year and have the show in the Bahamas. But because the Bahamas, I think they need everybody to be vaccinated or something like that.
Well, not last year, the year before. Well, everybody has to be vaccinated
to even get
on the ship. 2020, there was not a cruise.
Yes, there was. It was in January.
I thought that was 2019.
No.
No. It was like January. Early before everything exploded.
Yeah, it was like right before everything happened, because that's when they did like Bash the Beach or whatever they were calling it.
So there's a picture on the Black and Brave Instagram of Seth Rollins dead in the spread eagle in the middle of the ring.
Jesus, where's my phone?
I
that's not gonna help.
No, it doesn't help.
I'm just going to screenshot this and I'm going to add it to the Instagram later. <'cause it's>
Oh, there it
I
is.
I just opened it up and I was like, oh, they announced a few people for the cruise. That's what I was initially looking at. And then all I saw was Rollins, spread eagle in the middle there.
Yeah.
Playing dead.
See, when he MJF also, his calves, he has calves.
MJF also has a new shirt that says MJF 3 Jarablo 0. He was wearing it last night. It's now for sale on
the Wrestling Tees. Of course it is. Speaking of PWT, CM Punk broke the website in like 3 seconds.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And it lasted for like 2 days too, because
and AJ was like, good job breaking the internet.
Yeah. All right, so they announced Britt Baker, Orange Cassidy, Frankie Kazarian, Christopher Daniels, and Colt Cabana have all been officially added. They've also got special guests, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Bully Ray, The Rock and Roll Express, Billy Gunn, Medusa, Dean Malenko, Shug D, and Pineapple Pete. Oh, a.k.a. Pineapple Pete.
I miss Pineapple Pete.
Guest of honor is Kurt Angle. They're recording Talk is Jericho, Sitting Ringside with David Penzer, and Darkness Radio. And then music by Striper, Fozzy, Crobot, Rubik's Cube, Kickaxe, Paradise Kitty, Dave Spivak Project, The Vaudettes, and The Secret Saints. Comedy by Bruce Jingles, Kate Quigley, and Ryan Nimler? I don't know. They also have a head bartender, Red Cup Jeff.
Oh, good.
And Goodwill Ambassador, Ted Irvine.
Bring your dad to work day.
Yeah, October 21st to 25th. I assume you have to be fully vaccinated to get on the cruise ship. Not that I would want to be on a cruise ship right now, considering there's a cruise ship full of COVID people floating at sea right now and somebody died.
Because it seems like the stomach flu just like flies through the fucking place and I don't want to be throwing up on the boat.
Well, because what happens is you drink international water and you go and then it comes out the other side too.
Yeah, I have been there. Not the international water part, the both ends part.
I just, I don't do well with open water. Like if I know I can't physically swim back to land, I do not want to be on a boat in the water.
You could just stay inside until you hit land and you would never know.
Yeah. No, because I would still know that I'm in the middle of the ocean.
All right.
It's just a mental thing. Anyway, so yeah. So Jericho was all blah, 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 blah. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And then he was like, I need one more match with MJF, and MJF was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Yeah, basically.
But they're having a match at All Out, and if MJF wins, then Jericho is never ever gonna wrestle.
We didn't actually get an ever and a
no
mid.
We didn't.
I know, I was really upset. I was waiting for it.
So was I.
He was kind of sad. He wasn't in the mood to
sad or not. Do people expect this?
I know. But we didn't even get in the game, which makes me sad. But yeah, so he said if he loses, he's never going to wrestle in AEW again. And I need to stress the AEW because he said in AEW specifically like 3 times. So we were in the group chat watching Dynamite and I was like, Jericho back to WWE. Confirmed!
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I don't
know. No. Plus his AEW contract expires in like a year and a half. So he's...
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him like showing up for like one night and just be like, hey guys. And then,
like, yeah. Or like goes back
knocking
to
on the door
or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hang out on NXT.
My favorite thing the last 2 weeks has been the fucking Bucks sitting ringside watching the tag matches.
Yeah.
And then last week, Carl Anderson, like they all came out with like outfits on, and Carl Anderson had a baseball jersey and it said M Jackson 143 on the back of it. And I was like, aw, Carl loves Matt Jackson.
Yeah.
And then Nick had dangly like rainbow earrings on. It was
for his match. Yeah, it was great. They were like rainbow chains.
Yeah.
When did you go to Michael's and just grab kids' jewelry?
He probably got them at Claire's, but let's be real.
Yeah.
They went to like the Nike store and got their expensive Nikes, and then they were like, let's go to Claire's for jewelry.
They walked by. You know how you can see in the windows.
Yeah.
And he spotted
them. Yeah, they're doing a walk by and they did like the double take. Like, found it.
Yeah.
Matt, just go with me for 1 second. Rainbow dangly earrings.
That's like,
because
okay,
we all know that Nick Jackson is totally bicurious. Punk had an interview with Shivani, and Shivani did not get interrupted this time.
No, I was shocked. Because like the Tony interviews are AEW's version of WWE's contract signings.
Yes.
Not that Not that AEW's contract signings have been, like, spectacular either, but they don't have them as often.
Yeah. Kenny last week was in a three-piece suit looking foine as hell. Holy shit.
Was it
peed my pants.
It was pink, right?
It was like a mauve.
Yeah. Don's the one with the fucking neon pink suit.
The Pepto-Bismol. Yeah.
It's horrible. Shivani had like a fucking fashion choice last week. He had those like lilac pants on.
That was
like,
this week.
Oh yeah.
This week.
That was yesterday.
It was last night. Yeah. And then Don was standing next to him in his like fucking Pepto pink, and I was like, they look like cotton candy.
Yeah.
Well, and summertime, also, you gotta get your summer colors out before fall comes around.
Yeah. Shout out to Kenny in his white pants last night, not wearing black underwear underneath them.
He got the memo.
Yeah. He heard us complaining about it. And his fucking like live action trolling of Christian with his "you think you know me" bullshit.
So okay, speaking of that, so I was reading articles today trying to avoid the spoilers for tomorrow, and apparently Gangrel was supposed to be on last night. They were gonna
on
do
AEW?
Like yes, they had called him and they were gonna do the whole like Ring of Fire thing, and then Edge did it, and Tony was like, maybe not. This is all from Gangrel. Because they were gonna troll Christian.
Yeah.
Like
makes sense.
So, yeah. So he was gonna be on because he's been on before. He was on last year with or beginning of this whenever Matt did that match with Sammy, I don't remember what
like
it was.
Fire or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Where Hurricane Helm showed up and then Grell showed up and it was like a Matt Hardy, this is your life thing.
Basically. So he was supposed to be on last night and that didn't happen because of what Edge did. And then I guess he called Edge or Edge called him because he was all excited about the entrance and all of that. He'd been planning Friday night's brood bath is what we're calling it because it was not, they would not let him do red. Had to be black or he couldn't do it at all.
Because PG.
Yeah.
Which is why I looked like chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
He looked like a Wookiee.
He looked like,
well, I mean, when you have a beard and then it gets all sticky, of course he's going to look like a metadata.
Well, and it was looking. Just like the way that it like dripped down his, like the bridge of his nose and everything too. Like he just looked like an angry Wookiee.
Yeah. Well, he is an angry Wookiee.
This is true. Yeah, that's kind of a bummer that girl didn't get to come because Edge fucked it up. Thanks a lot, Edge. Always stealing
still,
the thunder.
He still could have. Done something else, but
if they had Grell show up, then it would have turned into a whole fucking WWE trolling AEW about, oh, you took our idea or you copied us or some bullshit, and so they did the right thing by not having him on it.
I guess Edge had been planning that for like 2 months, so
boo.
It is
if you don't know what we're talking about with the brood bath, just
there's
go back
SmackDown
to
last
watch
week,
SmackDown last week, the Smack
just
the
that
go
part.
Show before SummerSlam.
I mean, that was
Jen and I are watching. I don't know where you were, but you came back to like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, it was like the first time we watched SmackDown when it was live again, and we were like, oh my god, woo, yay! And she was like, what the fuck is happening? But we were all like, oh, this white suit is a choice, and he's wearing sneakers, and I'm like, and then it all made sense after the carry situation.
He must have been washing that shit out of his hair and his beard for like hours afterwards because it looked sticky too. Like it looked pretty thick.
So he made a Stranger Things reference when he posted the picture of himself.
Of course.
So it looked like when you're in the upside down, but it was like it was everywhere, and it was not even the last match of the night or anything. It splashed like the front row. On both sides. It was gross.
Yeah, I was like, I really hope they gave everyone ponchos because
like, this is a splash zone.
There's a splash zone.
Yeah, it almost looks like tar.
It was, it was bad.
Or like grease, like dirty tar grease, like when you change your oil.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
When he walked
the syrup,
from...
because I don't, obviously don't think they'd throw tar on him.
It's
oh, they should have covered him with feathers afterward.
It's probably the same stuff that they make the Nickelodeon slime out of.
Oh, probably.
Different color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like, he had to leave the ring and walk backstage. Like, were they mopping up as he walked by?
Oh, my God.
Probably just like the little brown footprints as he...
It's so gross. Like, and then he has to, like, peel everything off.
That's the worst when you get like something dumped on you and then you have to like get your shirt up over your head and it's just like making everything worse. You're like, oh God, parts that were clean are no longer clean.
Yeah. He probably undressed in the shower and was just,
he just went into the locker room, turned it on.
Garbage. Well, it's kind of like after you work out and you're like trying to peel off your sweaty workout clothes. You're like,
ooh. Yeah. So yeah, I think that was basically like the gist of AEW the last 2 weeks. I'm really digging Rampage. I didn't think I was going to just because of like the time slot and everything that's in, but it's such like a quick, fun, like little it's like a show every week.
Hey, here's a, it reminds me of Sunday Night Heat.
Yes.
Where it's like, surprise, here's some late night wrestling for a little bit and have fun, bye.
Yeah.
Like it's a cute little like.
And they're doing a good job of keeping it entertaining too. Like it's only an hour, but they're packing so much into that hour.
Yeah. Like they have three matches. And they'll have like two promos depending on what it is.
They have more matches in their 1 hour show than SmackDown has in the entire first hour of their 2 hour show.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Especially when John Cena's around.
Yeah.
Well, John Cena just likes to talk.
Speaking of John Cena, SummerSlam was this past Saturday from Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to come right out and say it fucking sucked. I hated it. I hated every second of it. I hated that I even like watched the entire thing. I predicted every match except for the Bianca Sasha match for obvious reasons, but I'm pissed with how that went down and we'll talk about that later.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. There were so many other ways they could have handled that.
Yeah.
So the pre-show was Baron and Big E. And Big E retained, obviously. I the Baron thing, I'm not into it. It's just kind of in poor taste.
Yeah. We've already talked about
how we're and he got his briefcase back though, so he took his briefcase and ran. Styles and Omos faced RK-Bro. RK-Bro won. It was kind of obvious that was going to happen when Randy came back.
Yeah. It was fun though.
Yeah, it was an okay match. I mean, anytime that Styles is in the ring, I'm happy. I love Uncle Al. Yeah. And then there was Alexa versus Eva Marie. Alexa won. That whole thing was weird. Dewdrop turned on Eva Marie. I don't understand why Eva Marie has a job again. Like, she wasn't that great the first time around, she looks exactly the same now.
You remember when she tried to be an the announcer, and it's like she failed horribly?
Oh, yeah, she fucked up. They showed it on Total Divas. She was introducing, Jinder. It was 3M. Yeah, it was like, it was Jinder.
3MB.
Jinder. Yeah, 3MB. Grinder,
Drew,
Drew, and Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger. Oh my God. Heath Slater.
Wow.
But she was like announcing where they were from and she fucked it all up and they got all mad at her and it was a whole thing. That was when JoJo became a ring announcer and actually did a bomb fantastic at it.
Job.
Yeah, she's awesome. I miss JoJo.
But she's having babies, so.
That match was just like whatever, like I wasn't really into it.
She changed up her top looks like so she doesn't bust out of it.
Yeah,
because that was,
I think,
really
she learned.
Yeah.
Sheamus versus Damian Priest was after that. Priest won. I really don't remember much of that match. I think I may have been like running around doing other things while that match was on.
I don't remember it either.
I know that he pulled the mask off of Sheamus again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do remember that. And Sheamus looked all shocked about it.
My face. He busted my face.
I'm wearing a mask in a professional wrestling match and somebody pulled it off? Never.
Busted faces. I'm pretty sure Matt broke his nose yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That blood was definitely broken nose because he landed on his face.
Yeah.
So he landed on his head and then he looked up and he was... And we're
it was just blood everywhere. Yeah. Rebby posted a picture on Instagram. Rebby posted a picture of Maxwell watching the match, and she was like, me. Oh my God, he's bleeding. And then Maxwell was like, it's okay. Daddy told me it's all fake.
She's like, I'm glad you still believe that.
Yeah.
Because this one definitely is not fake.
Yeah, no, that was rough.
That was a broken nose.
I mean, and it was clearly an accident. It wasn't
an accident. Well, yeah, obviously. Like, they didn't plan on it, but like it was like, and I was like, oh, he broke his nose.
But I was like, in the moment as it was happening, I was like, Orange is so lucky that Matt isn't the type of person to receipt somebody because that match was really good, too. Fucking Orange. I love him.
I loved his little, like, kicks in the beginning. Just,
Everybody's like, oh, tap. Oh, and like, he pulled out all the Hardy moves, too. Like, he did this fucking armless swanton.
Yeah.
He does a lot of armless moves, and it kind of terrifies me, because if your hands get stuck in those pockets and then something goes wrong.
Yeah, I know. The core strength to do that shit, though. Like, his leg. And then he went to kip up at one point and, like, totally almost fucking yeeted himself. It was hilarious. Yeah. He, like, over-rotated, and he was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, SummerSlam.
Yes.
Then after that, it was Usos and Mysterios. I called Usos. They won.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a good match.
I feel like they were doing the whole keep everything in the family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the Raw titles changing, I kind of figured that the SmackDown titles would just stay the same, because it's very rare that they change, like, all the titles.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that
weird ramp?
Oh, yeah, that was fucking, like, windy and long. They had something similar to that.
They should have made it yellow and made it, like, the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were in Vegas. They should have set up, like, casino lights or had, like, showgirls. Yeah, like the feather headdresses along the way. The
girls who had to skip down to the ring were like, all right, this...
Yeah.
This is a lot. Like, Bianca, like, did her little skippy thing all the way down.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
For you, I'd be winded halfway through. I'd get to the bottom and be like,
someone, like, fucking booked it, too.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. Cena fucking went, like, 40-yard dash down that shit. I was like, I would have died.
Yeah.
I would have, like, halfway through, like, either, like, broken, like, my ankle or, like, did a front roll or something.
Into one of the walls. Yeah. I would have.
Yeah.
Taking out all the neon lights.
You're bent over, hands on your knees, just.
I mean, yeah, he was facing Roman, so he had like 5 minutes to get his breath back.
I know. They've been doing that with the baseball stadium Royal Rumbles too, though. So
yeah, that's what I was just saying. That I remember they did that at the one in Phoenix too. They did like the long windy road.
Yeah. Because
they're basically cutting across the field, so no matter how they do it, there's going to be a long ass ramp.
Yeah.
So I guess they figured doing it windy like that would make it look less like. Boring or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was cool. I liked it.
Plus, that was like a bubble of people. You probably get more seats. It, like, rounded like that right next to the ring.
Yeah. That's not a stadium where I would want to be in floor seats, because there's no way that half those people saw what was going on in the ring.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Like, they were definitely watching the screens the whole time. We have friends who were at that show and posted pictures at that show. And I would say that a good quarter of that stadium, they did not even sell seats for. It was completely empty. The field was empty, and all the seats were covered and everything. So, like, they claimed it was a sellout. It was not a fucking sellout. It was a sellout of the tickets that they sold, but not the arena, not the stadium itself.
No. So if they had, like, planned to sell
what they're selling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never believed their numbers.
Their intended.
Yeah. And then, like, apparently, like, the tickets that they sold was only, like, 48,000, so the other 3,000 or 4,000 people that were there were giveaways and, like, contest winners and shit.
Yeah.
Like, radio shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so after the tag match was supposed to be Sasha and Bianca, and everybody knew that Sasha wasn't going to be there, so Bianca came out and did her big entrance, and then they were like, and Sasha's not here, and then they were like, Carmella. We have a replacement. It's going to be Carmella. And I feel so fucking bad for Carmella, because that was like fucking crickets when she came out.
Yeah.
And I understand that people were upset because they thought they were getting Sasha and they weren't. Yeah. But, like, that's so shitty to be a performer and to walk out and, like, not even booze.
Well, apparently, according to people that were there, even Bianca didn't get, like, a reaction. So WWE must have been doing their famous
dubbing crowd.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, because Bianca's amazing. I don't know why I wouldn't react to her. But so Mella came out and she was all like skipping her way, skip to blue. She gets to the ring and she's like, yeah, I'm going to fight you now. And then Becky's music hit and Becky Lynch made her big return from maternity leave.
Yeah.
And of course she got a huge fucking pop.
Yeah.
So everybody was really excited to see her back.
Because of the Sasha situation. She had to come back early because she was not coming back till October. But because of whatever is going on with Sasha, which we still don't know,
was she not coming back until October, or was that just something they were saying to make you think that she wasn't coming back at SummerSlam?
Because
I still think she was 100% coming back on Saturday.
It was last minute. I forget. I'm trying to avoid spoilers for tomorrow, so I'm not going to try and go back and figure it out.
I don't entirely believe that, because she had her hair done like 3 weeks ago, and you can't have a last minute thing for someone who just got sick, quote unquote.
Right. I think that she had every intention of coming back at SummerSlam, and that was the plan the entire time, and they were doing that as a way to throw people off.
Like, it's one thing if you're Friday night, regardless, but she showed us like 3 weeks ago that she was back in Becky hair.
Yeah.
Well, that was her hairdresser.
Well, it's still.
Oh, I know, but it was still done. Like, she still had her hair done. Like, she was ready to go. So I still think that she knew she was coming back at SummerSlam.
Because all of her.
Regardless, either way, whether the plan was.
Natural, right.
Yeah. Whether the plan was October or Saturday, she's. I think it's absolutely fucking bullshit what they pulled. I mean, if you're going to bring her back and have her have a match with Bianca, have a fucking match. Like, that 3 second, like, dropping her and pinning her thing was fucking bullshit. It makes Bianca look weak. It completely undermines everything that she did as a champion since WrestleMania. It just makes her look so bad. It's like another case of a person of color being a champ and they just like throw it all away.
Yeah. Well, like, Friday we get a real match between the two of them, because it should be really good. They're both really athletic.
She'll
be able to totally like bench press Becky, because Becky's a tiny person.
She can bench press fucking Otis.
No, I'm just saying it should. Yeah. Hopefully the rematch on tomorrow will be
a
good show, and she actually gets to wrestle.
Because that was, they really did Bianca dirty with that one, and I'm definitely furious about it. Because, I mean, and everybody's comparing it to Brock and Kofi, and it really is basically the same thing. Like, I understand that Becky is, like, not a Brock in the fact that she's going to be there, and she's actually going to perform and enjoy doing it, but they fucked Bianca over so badly.
Definitely.
It's really one of those, like,
because they're both top people, so it's like, you pick the man over...
Yeah.
The EST, and
I get the fact that they didn't want Becky to lose to Bianca in her big return moment. I get that. I have no issues with that. I have issues with how they did it. They spent 15 minutes filling time, having Shinsuke come out with his Elias knockoff guy,
right,
and then doing the promo, and then having Carmella take her sweet time getting to the ring, and then doing like a back and forth
with them, and then having Becky come out.
It was literally 15 minutes that they could have had a match.
They should have had Carmella and Bianca wrestle, even if it was like a short, like 5-7 minute thing. Bianca wins, and then Becky could have came out and been like, "All right, now's my shot."
Yeah,
right. She
fights like Bianca. Bianca is now all like winded from wrestling. Becky wins. She gets the belt at least.
Yeah. Or they could have done a triple threat and have Mella eat the pin.
Or they could have just, instead of like when they announced Carmella and they were like, "Here's your replacement, Carmella," they could have just had fucking Becky's music hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had Becky come out and like knock Carmella down in the entrance and not in the middle. Like, it was just, it was pointless. The whole thing was just not coordinated well.
But that's I'm not like surprised either, because that's, they've managed to fuck up her return. Like,
Of course. They've fucked up many a return. But there's a lot of people who are legitimately pissed off and upset about how it happened. And I'm one of them.
Because like, there are like a million ways that same outcome could have happened without such a shitty outcome.
Yeah, without shitting all over Bianca.
Right. Like, if you do it while she's like winded after fighting Carmella, all right, it kind of makes sense, because she just
fought. That's like a Money in the Bank type thing. Like, when somebody comes in at the end of like a really long grueling match and they cash in and they win, and like, you know, just by like, so something like that, I'd have been like more okay with. Nikki won
against Charlotte.
Yeah. So there's so many better ways they could have done it. And it's just another example of WWE just fucking people over.
Right.
They're dead to me. Anyway. Sorry.
This is going to be AEW wrestle with AEW.
We are now going to be the unofficial AEW fan podcast.
So I will try to watch tomorrow, just because I want to see an actual match between the two of them.
I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt with SummerSlam, because that's always been one of my favorite pay-per-views. And like, by the fourth match, I was like, I know exactly how this pay-per-view is going, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And like, none of the matches were really all that strong either.
No, they were bad.
And I mean, the next match
Seth started out okay. And it started out kind of slow. I think it got better towards the end. Like, I
feel it was better at the end.
Like, it picked up towards the end. But I still wasn't like.
Well, there was Drew and Jinder, and I don't even remember any of that match. Like, I know Drew won, but that's about it. Like, and then Charlotte, Rhea and Nikki was like, it was good. Like, they did a good job of like rotating through everybody, but none of it really was like stellar. Like, there wasn't really anything that like.
And you knew Charlotte was going to win. So.
Oh, absolutely. I laughed at CK when he picked Nikki, and I was like, no, I'll stick with Charlotte.
Yeah.
She had her sugar run.
Yeah. My thing with Edge and Rollins. Okay. So, first of all, Edge coming out with the Brood music and the rising up through the Ring of Fire fucking did things to me. And oh God, I needed a cold shower after that.
That's why we were like freaking out on Friday. Cause Seth's in the ring. And then all of a sudden the music starts and we're like, what is happening? Like,
right. Peter goes Gangrel. He's like, what's happening?
Yeah. So like I had a momentary like lapse in brain function where I was like, because I forgot Christian was in AEW.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening?
I was like,
taking me back like 20 years.
Why are we brooding? What is happening right now?
Well, I mean, y'all know my history with that song. So the song hit and I got tingles all the way down. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, like, sweet Jesus.
It was great, though.
Yeah.
But he was like, he was still like rated R. It was really it was a good mashup of the two of them.
Yeah, it was.
But he plays crazy. The two of them, both Rollins and Edge, play crazy bearded men very well.
Yes. My problem with that match was that it was very stunted. Like they would do like one big spot and then they'd be rolling on the ground, panting and gasping for life for like 5 minutes. And then they do another big spot and then they'd like roll around panting again. And Jen was like, well, Edge is old and he needs recovery time. I'm like, if he needs 15 minutes of recovery time between one fucking suplex and a spear, then he really needs to stop wrestling.
I was trying to be polite, goddammit.
Look, Christopher Daniels can still have a full 30-minute match.
Yeah.
Nonstop. And
some
he is
people are just
old.
Not conditioned the same. He's got a broken neck that's been fused like 14 times.
Well, then he should have been beating the crap out of Rollins the entire time. Rollins can handle the beatdown.
He can, but that's not what happens.
Yeah.
They decided to be big and flashy because it's pay-per-view, and
they made like they were it. Also filling time with that one, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're
but
giving
they,
people what they want, all right? Big and flashy.
Nobody wants 20 minutes of Edge laying on the ground panting.
No, but they wanted all the flashiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
The fire.
Like you said, the last few minutes was really good, but like the match as a whole just did absolutely nothing for me. I mean, that Edge won. I thought it was pretty obvious that Edge was going to win.
Oh, absolutely.
But like they kept saying it's like what were they calling it? Like match of.
It was like match of the decade or something. Like they kept like seemingly hyping it up, and I was like, I don't know what match y'all are watching.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the two of them together, and
put
on Rollins for rolling around with the old man.
I think the problem too is that like I built it up to be so much more than it was in my head.
Yeah.
Like I had like such a different vision of what that match was going to be because they're both amazing technical wrestlers and they've both done such incredible things with other people that I wanted.
I think they just went the wrong direction. Like if they had stayed technical, it would have been fine, but they just went flashy for the pay-per-view.
So it is what it is. Goldberg and Lashley lasted longer than I thought it was going to by quite a bit.
Well, because they're both, well, Lashley is enormous, but it's not like Goldberg was wrestling like Marco Stunt or somebody. Right. So
it was
going to last
somebody
a
that
bit.
Was more like even with him.
Yeah.
It was more like a Brock versus Goldberg type match.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I used to not be a fan of Lashley. And then I watched his,
I saw
Broken
that.
Skull.
Yeah.
With, Stone Cold. And I was like, he's actually a really nice guy. I was like, how come he can't talk? He's so eloquent talking to Steve. I was like, why can't he talk on the mic?
Because that's not like his character.
I know, he's never been able to talk on the mic, though. And I think it's just like, it's just something some people can't do.
But it was really funny. They were talking about how the business came around. And he was like, we didn't mean for it to be a bunch of black guys. It just happened to be a bunch of black guys because that's how it happened. And I was like, that's really funny.
I watched a little bit of like the WWE 24 for whatever paper. Yeah. I think it was from WrestleMania. And they went into like his whole backstory and everything. So they probably used a lot of the same footage, but they were talking about like how
Steve uses his own, like he pulls his own.
Well, he was talking about how he was like an amateur wrestler all through high school and college. And then he wrestled in the army. Amateur. And then he was going for his Olympic trials. And then he was in a bank while it was getting robbed. And I know you mentioned it, Jen, how he got like the bullet, like scraped the side of his face and he hit the ground so hard that he like shattered his knees. Yeah. And it basically fucked his Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard that, and, like, I heard, like, I actually, because I didn't know his backstory, so, like, I heard his backstory, and I was like, holy shit, this dude's, like, been through it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I knew he had been in the military and stuff, but I didn't know about, like, the amateur. Well,
that's, like, what I was watching the, just because Steve Austin, when he talks to these people, is hysterical, because yeah. he is so excited, and, yeah. like, he just genuinely loves talking about the business with these people, and yeah. he's the cutest man to have a podcast or like a show with.
I would
like,
love to have a Stone Cold crossover. Like, Stone Cold, can we get you on our podcast?
Even the other show he had where he was driving around on his ranch with people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the straight up, like, I just, Steve
yeah.
Austin.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun, yeah.
Fun guy.
He's somebody that I didn't like back when he was popular, because he had a lot of demons back then. Like, he had yeah. a lot of demons, and like, he was like beating on his wife.
He definitely turned himself around.
He's come through it, and he's a really
yeah. good. Oh, he's just so yeah. much fun. And, like, when he watches a match, and, like, you know he's already seen it before, because, like, he has to watch it before he talks to the people, and so he has, like, his questions. And he's like, yeah!
Yeah!
Like, yeah. I'm like, Steve, you need to like,
yeah. settle down a little.
Very excited over there. Taker,
because they know each other so long, yeah. and they yeah, had those so many just, like, road stories.
Favorite. Like, yeah. he was, when he was talking to Nash, apparently they were road buddies, and so, like, them telling stories to each other was, like, hysterical, because like when you don't know that they've been friends for so long, and then they're just kind of chatting, like, those are my favorite of Steve's broken skulls.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, Lashley won the match against Goldberg, which again we kind of all knew was going to happen, and they're basically leading up to a rematch at the Saudi show. They mentioned that there's going to be a Crown Jewel event at, well, like during SummerSlam. There was like an ad for it. So it's happening in October. I don't remember what the date was or anything. I don't really give a shit. I think it's ridiculous that they're going to Saudi Arabia during a fucking pandemic.
I know that it's a Thursday, so they're going to have to, like, rush home for SmackDown.
Again.
Yeah.
Hopefully their flight takes off this time. Yeah, so they announced that that's happening. So we're pretty sure that it's going to be, like, a Goldberg-Lashley rematch at the Crown Jewel event. And then at the end of the match, Gage, Goldberg's son, came running into the ring to, like, help his daddy. Mm-hmm. And then Lashley dropped him.
Yeah, and then, the Hurt Lock,
yeah, MVP looked, like, shocked that it happened. So I almost feel like Lashley forgot that was a thing that was going to happen. And he was, like, legit trying to choke this kid out because he thought it was, like, a fan. And then he was like, oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah. Like, let him go.
Yeah.
Go.
Like, he had drop slight it. PTSD there for a second. And then MVP drop was it. Like, he didn't know. How was he supposed to know? And I was like, because the show is scripted, but okay.
Yeah. And didn't Goldberg bring him out, like, last show?
Yeah, I remember seeing a picture of them on Instagram, and I was like, holy shit, that little boy had a glow up. Because he's only 15.
Yeah. But, like, I can't sit through a 3-hour Raw anymore. I just can't do it. I don't know why the show sucks so bad. Like, SmackDown's bad, but it's not the worst.
It's because Raw has that extra hour to fill, so they try to do more filler bullshit instead of just having more matches, because they only have, like, 3 people that they actually give matches to.
Right, but, like, 2 years ago, Raw was the better show. I don't understand.
That's how it's always been, though. It's always, since they split the brands, it's always flopped back and forth. Like, there have been years where, like, Raw is the main show, and then there have been years where SmackDown was the better show. And it's literally been
it
like
it has
this,
to do
like,
every time they do a draft, because they fuck up the roster. Speaking of, I guess Edge is going to Raw.
Okay, then.
Beat Rollins, just leave. I don't know. And
he's moving on. I mean, there's no point in him staying over on SmackDown. What do they have for
but
him?
But, I mean, besides Randy, who is over there that he can...
I couldn't even tell you. Maybe Damian Priest or something, or Drew.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The main event
brood around the back.
Yeah, right. Just stomp around. The main event for SummerSlam was Reigns versus Cena, and you know, say what you will about Cena, the dude's a fucking beast. He straight up squatted Roman Reigns for like 15 seconds while selling a chokehold.
Yeah.
Like,
but
holy shit. Like,
I told you, he's a cyborg.
Yeah. So, like, I think Cena did one of Sheamus's Celtic Warrior workout videos. The amount of weight that man squats is like,
it's like 500 pounds or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the PR at his gym. It's like some insane amount. Like, somebody tried to outdo him and they, like, basically, like, crumbled under their weight. Yeah.
Yeah, I know Natty is up on the wall there, because she's a beast, too.
Yeah.
He's got like legs of steel. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he also does this weird stretching thing. It's like a machine that he sits in and he like cranks it until his legs are in a split. I'm like, bro.
That's like straight kickboxer shit right there. Like that's shit that like Jean-Claude Van Damme did in the movies.
Yeah. it's fucking scary. Cyborg.
He's prototype.
He is.
That was like, his OVW character. That's the only
explanation for why he comes back so quickly after all of his surgeries.
He's insane.
He's a cyborg.
But yeah, like that match.
It was a decent match. It wasn't.
It was okay. It was better than I expected it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's Cena and Roman. Yeah. I mean, I don't think either of them are like the greatest wrestlers. But Cena's at least got like showmanship and panache. Yeah. And Roman can roll around on the floor selling things. But yeah, it was all right. It wasn't like great.
Yeah.
But again, I was just fascinated by fucking Cena lifting him and throwing him around and like the shit that he was pulling. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Reigns obviously retained. We all knew he was gonna retain. And then I was live tweeting SummerSlam and I was like, peace the fuck out, I'm done.
They Thank finally God. Broke the table.
And then
took the entire pay-per-view to break a table.
Yeah. And then fucking Lesnar's music hit. And I was just like, God damn it. Why? Why is this happening?
Reasons.
So Lesnar came out looking like fucking Hillbilly Bob with the man bun and like the black wife beater and the jeans. No, it wasn't even I don't a know man what bun. The
it
fuck.
It was just like a tiny like ponytail. A
curly blonde ponytail. I'm like, what the fuck? And he has lost so much muscle. He has a neck again.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted. He's like skinny. It's crazy.
Somebody tweeted a picture and was like, what happened to Buddy Murphy? Yeah. But yeah, he looks so fucking weird. Like,
yeah.
He stomped out to the ring and like laid out Roman and Paul Heyman was sitting there like, oh shit. Oh shit.
Look on his face was fantastic.
Heyman sold that entire thing.
Yeah.
And I tweeted this while it was happening, but my favorite moment of the night was there was a spot where Heyman was on the side holding on to the belt when at a point where it looked like Cena was going to win, and he was fucking clutching this thing like it was the last turkey in the grocery store on the morning of Thanksgiving. Yeah. He was just like, it's mine, you can't have it! But it was... Heyman sold that whole fucking match for me. I love his faces. He did a podcast or an interview or something recently, and he was like, nobody does this better than me. There's nobody better than me at what I do. And it's so fucking true.
Yeah. Yeah. But now they're going to have a custody. Roman and Brock are going to have a custody battle over Paul.
I'm telling you, Brock is just going to walk in the back, look Roman dead in the eyes as he like lifts Heyman up in a fireman carry and just walks out with him. Like, this
what
is
they're doing with Brock is he's going to be a face now. Because Roman is the heel in this situation.
And they fight over Paul?
I guess so. Paul Heyman.
Paul in the belt?
Paul's going to be in the shark cage over the ring.
Paul in the belt in the cage.
I know that, I think it was the Friday before SummerSlam where Paul was like, nobody has beat this Roman Reigns. Heel Roman has not lost a match. So I assume that that's going to be the story they go with him and Brock.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Skinny Brock is going to have a problem squatting Roman, so I don't know.
He was able to F5 John Cena, who was like all muscle, so
we'll see.
I remember I went to WrestleMania 20 with my bro, and John Cena had a match against Paul White, formerly known as Big Show, and
the large event.
The large event. Thanks. Okay. He had a match against him, and it was for the U.S. Championship. He F5'd Big Show twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember, like, and Jay was, like, so fucking hot for Cena at that point, because that was when Cena was, like, at the height of, like, his jorts phase. And the two of us were just like, holy shit! Like, fucking Big Show up on his shoulders. And he, like, not only did he put him up on his shoulders, but he did, like, the spin around in a circle in the middle of the ring so everybody can see him from every angle up on my shoulders.
Wait, so and was then John F5'd Cena him. Doing this?
Yeah, it was Cena doing it.
AA'd him.
AA, whatever. It's the same fucking move. But yeah, it was.
You said F5.
I will never forget that. Well, it's the same fucking move.
I know. But
yeah, no, I know. No, it was Cena. It was Cena versus Big Show. Brock fought Goldberg in that WrestleMania and Stone Cold was the special guest referee, and I hated all three of them at that point, so I walked out during that match. I still have not watched it to this day. For reasons. Just won't watch it. I went and looked at merch, and I got myself a snacky snack, and I went to the bathroom, and I called my brother, and I chatted with him for a little bit, and then I went back out when I heard the bell ring.
What I'm really surprised by with SummerSlam is that they didn't have a women's tag team match.
No, I don't even know who the tag champs are.
Natalya and Tamina.
Oh, that's right.
Natty's a beast, too. She fucking broke. She snapped one of her.
Isn't she out on injury? Didn't she?
No. She had surgery and came back 3 weeks later.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
She's part cyborg, too.
She's a part.
Well, she's at the same gym as John Cena, so they're clearly that's very cyborg true, gym.
Yeah.
That's the Terminator gym.
You join the gym and
you become a cyborg. Like,
instead of a tanning machine, you go in there and they pump you full of steel. I don't know. But I mean, good for her. Like, she was showing how she was doing her physical therapy, and she was back super quick. Wow.
Yeah, I was watching. I think it was SmackDown. They're on SmackDown, right?
Yes.
I'm watching it. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute.
She wrestled and
you know what we need to shout out because it was really cool. It was my favorite part of the match. Edge and Rollins both did their women's moves.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Edge did the glam slam.
Which one did Seth do?
I think he did the Beck Exploder.
That's just a fucking.
It's like a pump handle slam.
It's like the
But he did it.
It's still, still an homage.
Yeah. But I thought it was cute. But yeah, so
speaking of people doing their women's moves, on the NXT pay-per-view on Sunday, Adam Cole did the Lockjaw.
He did the
Lockjaw. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So for those that have never watched BTE, Adam Cole was part of the Elite and he was part of the Bullet Club and all that stuff.
He's always really been friends. Adam Cole too, by the way, for those.
He's always been Adam Cole. He's really good friends with the Bucks and Kenny and Cody and all of them. Bullet and Club. So on BTE, whenever anybody was leaving the company and going to the E, they would find a way to kill them off or get them off the show and keep it a gimmick. So when Adam signed with NXT, he obviously had to leave BTE. He couldn't be a part of it anymore. So they had this whole storyline where Kenny hated Adam Cole. He was jealous of how close he was with the Bucks, and the Bucks kissed him in the ring and stuff. And Kenny was like, "What are you doing? You're mine. You're only supposed
to kiss
me."
Everybody kisses everybody.
I know. it's very incestuous and homoerotic, and I love it. But so he basically convinced them that they needed to off Adam Cole. So they poured powder that was supposed to be poison into his sugar-free monster. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Hey, Adam, we got you your favorite drink. Don't worry about the fact that it's already open." And he drinks it and then drops it on the floor, and they, goodbye Adam Cole. And then he went to NXT and to other things. So, and then there was an episode more recently where Britt was on it, and she mentioned something about "you killed my boyfriend." Mm-hmm. And it was fucking hilarious. So ever since Adam Cole's announcement came up that his contract was up and he extended through SummerSlam, and the fucking Bucks and Kenny have been trolling fucking crazy all over Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. They keep posting the ghost emoji, and then Kenny just posted the picture of him in the Ghostbusters costume and was "back when I used to bust ghosts and stuff." And they're fucking, they're doing it again. Yeah. CM Punk all over again.
So Adam's last day is tomorrow.
Yeah. So I am fingers crossed that he shows up either tomorrow night as a "fuck you" to WWE, or he shows up on Wednesday.
I mean, it was taped last night, so he's not showing up tomorrow.
Yeah, well, never know. But yeah, probably not.
Gotten out by now.
But so Wednesday would be cool. But I have this whole thing where I really want him to show up on BTE first, but I want him to show up as the ghost of Adam Cole, where he's got flour all over him to make him white it out, and he's just in the back baby. And then CK and Ash were "No, we want him in a sheet."
He has to be in the sheet, and then he can run by going this.
Crashing into things with crazy arms.
So, I don't know how they noticed this, but people with better eyeballs than the three of us, they took screenshots of CM Punk's shoes from the last two episodes, from Rampage and last night. And one of them, he wrote AC on it, and then another I don't know if it was last night or the week before, the other one said BW. like Bray Wyatt and Adam Cole.
Well, the best was last night when he was doing his Tony view, and the crowd started doing the yes chant, and he was like, "You're gonna have to be patient and wait a few more weeks. That's somebody else's shtick." And I was like, and then he made a face at the camera, like, "Hee hee, look what I just did." It's just like, "God damn it, Punk!"
But that's what he does.
So, yeah. So like, if Bray is going there, we still have like another month and a half.
Oh yeah.
Adam Cole could show up as early as next week. So
I really think that Danielson is going to show up at the show, and if that is the case, if he shows up at the tennis show, we're recording that week. We're not going to record on Tuesday that week.
Yes, we are.
We're going to record
because
we're going to record. We're the following Tuesday. We're not recording. We're going to record on Thursday, the day after the tennis show, and that's going to be the show that we release for the following week. None of us are going to have voices if Bryan Danielson shows up, because we're all just going to scream and blow out our vocal cords, and we're going to be all bloody like Matt, because we're just going to like blow every blood vessel we have. And Heather will be very, very jealous because that's her favorite wrestler. It's the only wrestler that she likes.
The only one she knows.
Well, no, she likes Miz too. I still don't know how that happened. She also thinks that AJ has really pretty hair.
He does. That's not a lie.
But it's weird. Like, why are you coming out with like a blowout?
Because he's AJ.
I know, but everyone else like does the wet hair because it keeps it out of the face and stuff. And he's like, no.
I think it was the first SmackDown that I dragged Heather to at the State Farm Arena. It was the night that AJ and Daniel Bryan had a match and the title changed hands on SmackDown, and everybody was like, what the fuck? Why did this just happen? So I was at that SmackDown and no idea who anybody was. She had seen like a handful of people on TV.
She'd probably seen Miz, right?
So she had seen Miz because as people were coming out, she'd be like, do we root for this one or do we boo for this one? And so the AJ and Daniel match started, and I was like, I don't care who you root for. I like them both, but AJ is the bad guy in this situation. So if you root for AJ, you're probably going to get yelled at, even though it's Atlanta. And when he came out and he got the biggest fucking hometown pop ever.
Yeah.
So AJ came out and she was like, oh, he has really pretty hair. I like him. I'll root for him. So I was like, okay, that's fine. And then Daniel Bryan came out, and halfway through the match, she was like, no, I think I like that Daniel Bryan guy instead. And then she found out that he's like a vegan and loves the trees and like all into the environment and stuff. And she's like, oh no, he's my favorite. But if Daniel Bryan shows up at the tennis show, we're going to have no chill.
The American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. We're going to have to remember to say his name correctly.
Right.
Well, I mean, I typically call him Bryan because that's his real name.
We all do. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it was his last name in the ring, so it still works. So Bryan is easy enough. It's the Danielson part that I get hung up on. But we'll find out in like 3 weeks.
Ruby has been releasing her runaway videos. The second one was weird.
I haven't watched it yet.
The first one was she was chasing the train, Mr. Train.
Yes, I saw that one.
And then like a day or two later, she released another one where she steals a car outside of like a 7-Eleven. And she's driving it through the city. And I don't know what happens, but she starts like beating on the steering wheel and the radio, and I'm like, bro. And then it just ends. I'm like, okay. So I don't know.
Jose Mangan must have come on the radio and she was like, God damn it, not Jose. I want to Grant Random.
She has you talking about it. So
yes, this is very true. So we'll see. I don't know if she's released another one or not.
The rumor is she's coming to AEW. I would not be upset about that. I think the women's division needs a lot of work, and I think she's a great worker to help build it.
Yeah, the rumor she's going to be the Joker in the Women's Battle Royal, which is the pre-show, which is fine. But then somebody else also said that it might be Brandy, because Brandy's been busting her ass to come back too. So I don't know.
Interesting.
I can see Brandy getting involved in some kind of match that Red Velvet has.
Isn't she in the Battle Royal?
I don't remember. They've only announced like 9 of the 21 women or whatever it is. So
yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited. We have Chris Statlander versus Britt Baker at All Out, and I'm really excited for that one. I love Chris Statlander.
Yeah.
I don't think she's gonna win yet. I don't think they're quite at the point where they're ready to give up Britt as the champ yet. But
oh no.
But Chris is awesome, and I really like her, and I'm glad she's getting a title shot.
Yeah. They're not gonna ruin the Britt thing.
Oh no, of course it's not. It's got way too much momentum right now.
Yeah.
I'm also had my whole theory about, like, as Kenny drops the belts, he's going to start, like, losing his mind slowly but surely. That way, by the time he, like, loses the AEW belt, he's just, like, completely fucking at the end of his rope. They've slowly been pushing that on BTE. So, the last, like, 2 weeks, he's been, like, crazy Kenny again. Like,
yeah.
It's really funny. But so this past week, you know, Matt and Nick and Brandon were showing off their new Nikes, because everywhere they go, they, like, buy a new pair and shit, and like what they do because they're the Young Bucks. And then Kenny was all like, look at my new shoes, I got new shoes too, guys, check them out. And you look at them and they're like the ugliest fucking shoes I've ever seen in my life. And they're like, Kenny, where's the Nike logo? These aren't. And he's like, they're Yeezys. And he's like all excited about the fact that he's fucking wearing Yeezy. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeezys are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
Fucking hideous. they were really, really, really ugly. And then, like, yeah. Matt or Nick or one of them was like tracing their finger along like the line of the fabric, like, hey, check this out, look at this craftsmanship. And I was like, please stop touching his shoes, it's weird.
But, they get a little weird on that show.
I am aware. Ask me about the Human Centipede sometime. Yeah, it was a Halloween episode and Kenny was a mad scientist and there was like, yeah,
I'm glad I missed that one.
They filmed that one on the cruise too. So I feel bad for whoever had the room next to them while they were filming that. It was pretty bad. It was the first Jerry Cruz, I think it was at.
Oh, so not part two.
No, it was the first one in like 2019. I mean, it's up on BTE. You can find it and you can watch it, but it was weird. And then they did like a behind the scenes making of it. And he basically like, he tried to like staple Cody's face to somebody's ass. And when they were filming it, he like accidentally like fucking like stink faced Cody onto whoever's ass it was. Like, they did a lot of weird shit because boys are weird. But yeah, so that's basically the week in wrestling. There's not really anything else going on. This week is kind of just business as usual. We've got Rampage tomorrow and SmackDown tomorrow, and then back to normal. No pay-per-views. I don't.
Out. Not this weekend, no. I know Christian was on Impact tonight.
Oh, yeah, because he's their champion. Yeah. They also unified the belts finally, so he's got like one belt.
Well, technically, they just threw one away.
Yeah.
Because the other one didn't really exist until Moose brought it back.
It's unified, Ashley. Let me have it.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but I really don't think that Christian's going to beat Kenny. He's not going to be double champ, so.
No, I absolutely don't think that he's going to be Kenny. I think they're holding that belt until Hangman comes back, and Hangman's going to get it at the next pay-per-view. What is it, Revolution?
I don't know when Mrs. Hangman is due, so.
Well, she's not that far along. She can't be more than, like, 20 weeks right now, so she's got at least half a year.
I don't know. Because if he's taking time off to be with her while she's pregnant, he's not coming back until she has the baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
She could be a lot more pregnant than we know.
I don't know. Regardless, I don't think he's going to drop it until at least Revolution.
Yeah.
But as much as I would love Christian to get the title, it's not going to happen yet.
Revolution's in January. It's Full Gear in November.
Full Gear in November? Yeah. All right, one of those. I know it's not Double or Nothing, and I know it's not All Out. I had a 50-50 chance. But yeah, so that'll be not this weekend, but the weekend after Labor Day weekend, which is technically Jen's birthday weekend, because Jen's birthday is next Thursday. Yay! We're not quite sure what's happening with next week's episode yet. We may have to record it on Monday or Wednesday, because Jen has some things going on in her personal life that make Tuesday and Thursday really hard for her next week, one being her birthday. She will officially be older than me and Ash for 10 days, and then I will join her in 36 land.
We're leveling up.
We are leveling up. But yeah, so we'll get an episode out next week, whether it's just me and Ash and we do like a quickie thing, or we record another day. We'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it. For the time being, you can find us in all the places at Jam Wrestling, WRASSLIN, just like your granddaddy used to say it. You can also email us jamwrestling@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. You can follow us, 5-star us, review us. Whatever, on all the places where you listen to your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, the Amazon Anchor, all over the places. I can't. I was trying to think. What's the fucking Audible? Audible. You can find it on Audible. I think we're even on the SiriusXM app on the podcast section, which is kind of cool. You can find us there too. And that is it. We will see you guys next week. Bye.